بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ رب العالمین، والصلاۃ والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وصحبہ وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, as I sit and record this, the whole country is reeling under the report of the bomb blast in which 44 CRPF jawans were killed. It's a matter of great sorrow, a matter of that we are extremely sorry to see this waste of life. And what is there to say? What can one say about this? The alleged killer is a Kashmiri Muslim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and protect the Muslims from doing that which the Quran has clearly and completely prohibited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very, very clearly in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this very, very clearly, where he said that the killing of one human being, we are not even talking here about the numbers, just one human being is equivalent to the killing of all of humanity. And the saving of life of one human being is equivalent to the saving of the life of all humanity. And therefore to take the life of people without any justification for that, this is not from Islam at all whatsoever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from doing that which is clearly prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very clearly, the ayat which I mentioned for you is the ayah number 32 in Surah Al-Ma'idah, which is the fifth surah in the Quran, where Allah said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم من أجل ذلك كتبنا على بني إسرائيل أنه من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ ثُمَّ إِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فِي الْأَرْضِ لَمُصْرِفُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, because of that we decreed upon the children of Israel that whoever kills a person, kills a soul, unless for a soul or for corruption done in the land, which means that if this life is taken by the state as in the form of a death penalty for somebody who has committed murder, it is as if this person had slain all of mankind. And whoever saves one, it is as if he has saved all of mankind. And our messengers had certainly come to them with clear proofs. Then indeed many of them, even after that, throughout the land were transgressors. Now the issue therefore is, what can we, meaning common garden variety Muslims, what can we do? First and foremost, we can and we do, and I've seen this in many, many places. I've seen imams and khatibs in different places in the country. I've seen common people. I've seen many friends of mine who are very clearly and openly condemning what has happened. And indeed, it is something which is condemnable and should be condemned. The second thing is that we remind ourselves of what Islam stands for and what Islam does not stand for. Islam stands for values, for ethics and morals which are universal and timeless and are the foundations on which a just society can be built. Islam stands above all for justice. And murder is not justice. Islam stands for compassion, forgiveness, for sharing, for non-discrimination, for equality, for human dignity, and a sense of responsibility to all those who share this, who we share this earth with, and accountability to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from whom nothing is hidden and to whom is our return. To quote some of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Jabir radiallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The believer is kind and gracious, for there is no goodness in one who is neither kind nor gracious." And then he said, alayhi salam, The best of people are those who are most beneficial to the people. And this is a Sahih Hadith, Hasan Hadith, and it is in Mu'jam al-Awsat. On the authority of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever sees any evil, let him change it with his hand. And if he is unable to do that, let him change it with his tongue, meaning to speak out against it. And if he is not able to do so, then he must hate it in his heart. And that is the weakest of faith. I am doing the second thing. It's not in my control to change with my hand what is happening, but definitely I can and will speak out against it. And I also ask you to do the same. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who do this. My brothers and sisters, I remind you that Islam made charity and good relations with neighbors a part of the religious creed itself. In Surah An-Nisa, in ayah number 36, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَجَارِ الْجُنُبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not join with him in worship. And do good to your parents, to your family, to orphans, to al-masakeen, who are the people who are poor and they may not even ask for assistance even though they need it. The neighbor who is near of kin, meaning a Muslim neighbor, meaning your own meaning somebody maybe from your own family and definitely a Muslim neighbor. And then Allah said the neighbor who is a stranger, which refers to somebody who is not a Muslim, the companion by your side, the wayfarer you meet, and those who work for you under your authority. Ma malakat aymanukum is usually translated as slaves, and that also is true. But in today's world, we don't own slaves, but those who work for us, they are completely under our authority, and therefore they come under the same protection as the slaves used to do in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand the Quran and to practice it. And then Allah says, verily Allah does not like such as are proud and boastful. I remind myself and you that the term neighbor who is a stranger refers to the one who is not Muslim. Islam does not differentiate between the Muslim and the non-Muslim when it comes to civic rights. Neither does Islam allow a Muslim to harm his neighbor in any way, whether his neighbor is Muslim or not. Our purpose as a people is therefore to benefit all humanity in every way possible. There are many ahadith which emphasize the rights of neighbors. And here are some of them. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith in Muslim, kindness is a mark of faith. Whoever is not kind has no faith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam again said, a man is not a believer who fills his stomach while his neighbor is hungry. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, by him in whose hand is my life, no bondsman, no believer truly believes until he likes for his neighbor whatever he likes for himself. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he will not enter Jannah whose neighbor is not secure from his wrongful conduct. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in hadith in Tirmidhi, the best of companions in the sight of Allah is the one who is best to his companions, and the best of neighbors in the sight of Allah is the one who is best of them to his neighbor. And that's in Tirmidhi. My brothers and sisters, I remind you and myself that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even in the case where he was badly injured in the battle of Uhud, Rasulullah ﷺ did not take revenge on the people who hurt him. Instead of that, he made dua for them. And he said, he made dua and he said, Allahumma ighfir li qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. And this he is saying, he says, oh Allah, forgive my people for they don't know what they do. And he is saying this after being severely injured. People thought he had been killed. And it was only the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he was not killed. Despite that, when the Sahaba told him, Ya Rasulullah, the time has come for you to curse these people, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, instead of cursing them, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for them. And he said that Allah did not send me to curse people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me as a rahmah to the people. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, by Allah, he is not a believer. By Allah, he is not a believer. By Allah, he is not a believer. They asked him, Ya Rasulullah, who is not a believer? He said, one whose neighbor does not feel safe from his evil. And this is in Bukhari and Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if anyone is pleased to love Allah and his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or rather to have Allah and his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam love him, he should speak the truth when he says anything. He should fulfill his trust when he is put in a position of trust, and he should be a good neighbor. Now, brothers and sisters, let us try to understand this, that, and there are many more of these. I don't want to take your time, narrating hadith after hadith. Alhamdulillah, the books of hadith are full of ahadith that relate to neighbors. Now, all of these ahadith have to do with behavior, with manners, with honoring others, with helping people in need, being good to neighbors, and being good to relatives, giving people their rights. This is what Muslims did to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, that, and they did that because they had the best of examples, and that example is the example of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why I say, people will forget what you say, but they will never forget how you made them feel. And that is why it is so important for us to treat people well and to be good to people. And Islam does not differentiate, as I mentioned, between Muslim and non-Muslim when it comes to civic rights, when it comes to the duties that are on a Muslim. A non-Muslim has exactly the same rights in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a Muslim. And a Muslim will be held accountable if he or she denies the rights that are due to the non-Muslim. My brothers and sisters, I remind you, people listen with their eyes. They don't listen with their ears. They listen with their eyes. They don't care what you say until they see what you do. The Sahaba did not say, don't worry about what we do, just listen to what we say. They said, kunu mithlana. They said, be like us. They made their lives, their character, their morals, their ethics, their values, their behavior, and their society a reflection of the Quran and Sunnah. The result was that it attracted others to it. Imam Az-Zuhri rahmatullahi alayhi said, Islam spread the fastest after Fatah Makkah, because for the first time, the non-Muslim was able to see the life of an ordinary Muslim close up. He didn't say the non-Muslim saw the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or his closest companions. He said the non-Muslim saw the life of the ordinary Muslim, the carpenter, the shepherd, the farmer, the camel driver, the shopkeeper, the trader, up close. And that life was so full of tranquility and grace that the non-Muslim was attracted towards that life. Today, we have left our ways, except for those that some of us practice outwardly. We have lost our differentiation based on Islam. We have forgotten what it meant to be Muslim. And we think that speeches and debates and pamphlets will do what our lives were supposed to do. How can a speech take the place of a live demonstration? It cannot and never will. We understand this principle in the sale of products and services, but we forget the power of this in presenting Islam to others. It all starts and ends with how closely and with what commitment we follow our own religion, because it's not about them, it's about us. I remind myself and you to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to fear the day when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we will be asked about what we did or about what we chose not to do. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live this life in a way that is pleasing to Him, and which means that it is in keeping with the blessed sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to save us from ourselves, from our nafs, from the shaitan, and from doing anything which reflects badly on Islam, and which reflects badly on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahman rahimin.